Another type of psychotherapy that's shown success is interpersonal therapy, or IPT. IPT typically focuses on conflicts within a person's relationships and the role those conflicts play in cultivating depression.
We know that many people get depressed because their relationships aren't going well. And so relational therapy helps you really look at relationships in your life and how to improve those.
Interpersonal therapists often target four key issues that can contribute to a patient's depression: grief and loss, role transitions, such as moving or having a baby, interpersonal disputes or prolonged conflict with someone in your life, and interpersonal deficits, or isolating yourself from others. Studies have shown that in some cases, IPT can be as effective in the short-term treatment of depression as antidepressant medication. A third type of therapy, called psychodynamic therapy, was first developed and practiced by Sigmund Freud. It is one of the oldest forms of psychotherapy. This technique is rooted in the belief that depression is the result of unresolved issues from early childhood.
If you have something from your history that you know is depressing, maybe you had a really difficult upbringing, you experienced some kind of trauma in your childhood, psychodynamic therapy helps you look at those experiences and figure out how to understand them and how they might be affecting your life here and now so that you can have a better and more fulfilling life.
Psychodynamic therapy assumes that everyone has a subconscious that stores away painful memories and emotions. Once those memories are revealed or recovered, a therapist will then focus on helping the patient constructively cope with them, which can help alleviate the symptoms of depression.